Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment is available weekdays on iHeartRadio.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Thursday, the 7th of March, 2024. The University of Paris had held discussions for much of the 11th century debating aspects of Greek philosophy and Christian thought on similar subjects. In 1277, they issue the last of a series of condemnations. In a way, this was a type of church council, but more philosophical and scientifical than theological. It's hard to distill the exact points. As with many high discussions, they become abstract quite quickly. Much of the issue was taking Greek thinkers like Aristotle, who had a different concept of God, and extracting which of his thoughts were consistent with Christian thought and which were not. Today in Western thought, we are a unique blend of Greek and Jewish concepts. We take most of our theology from Jewish tradition and our math and science from the Greeks. Scottish folk legend and outlaw Rob Roy MacGregor is born in 1671 in the Southern Highlands. He was caught up in the early Jacobite uprisings, but it seems most of his life was more involved with cattle in the borderlands. Now, that was some nasty business. While the Highlands get much time in Scottish history, the land between the Highlands and the English border were maybe more rough and tumble. It was a buffer between the two peoples, and it offered better land for grazing and some cropping opportunities. Cattle raids were almost as common as was protection money. The practice is parallel to some neighborhoods in large cities where store owners need to pay protection money to thugs. It's a simple form of extortion. But that trade is not where MacGregor got sideways with the law. He borrowed money to try legitimate cattle farming when a herdsman made off with the stock. He defaulted on his loan. We might want to note here the Lowlands or Border Scots were the ones England recruited to settle in Ulster or Northern Ireland. They had a strongly independent nature and a distrust of government authority. They are also the origins of Scotch-Irish that settled central Appalachia. Americans with Scottish roots are often of this strain, especially if they immigrated in the colonial period. Luther Burbank, noted plant breeder, is born on this day in 1849. Burbank was exceptionally skilled in developing new fruit and vegetable varieties. The modern Stark Brothers Nursery largely commercialized Burbank's breeding efforts and made his work possible. So why do you care? Burbank discovered the Red Delicious apple and the russet Burbank potato. McDonald's French fries are largely made from that variety. We seem to have a lot of pre-Civil War legislation to discuss this week. This may be due to Congress meeting in this season. Daniel Webster was a prominent figure in national politics during the first half of the 19th century. Too young to be a founding father, but in the second generation of leaders. Congress is embroiled in the slavery issue, and Texas has recently joined the Union, claiming more land than they ever controlled. There is a series of five bills working through Congress to attempt to lessen the tensions. Webster gives his support to the package in what is known as the 7th of March speech. The plan will get passed and known as the Compromise of 1850. Typical of most compromise bills of the time and quite likely to present day, neither side liked it, and some outright hated it. Maybe the most controversial of the five bills was the Fugitive Slave Act, which forced northern states to return escaped slaves. Towns Van Zandt was born in 1944, while a generation later, his life would almost make Hank Williams look like a schoolboy. From a prominent family and intelligent, he was plagued with mental health issues. Admitted to a pre-law college program, he gave that up after his father passed away and returned to guitar playing and writing songs, not to mention a long history with substance abuse. 1965, civil rights marchers in Selma, Alabama, are brutally attacked by state and local police. In 1986, The Space Shuttle Challenger disaster is still in the news. On this day, divers locate the crew cabin. Very few details have ever been made public about this aspect. It was pretty much common knowledge at the time that the crew cabin was structurally stronger and might have remained largely intact. The only detail that leaked out was some controls had been reset from the expected positions for launch and early flight, giving strong evidence that some of the crew had survived the initial explosion. Iran and the United Kingdom break diplomatic relations in 1989. The central issue is Salman Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses. Iran was literally up in arms over the book written by the Indian-born British author. The work is set in the present day and deals with two Indian men who are traveling to Britain. There are magical elements and some historical events merged into the plot. The title refers to a short passage in the Quran that Muhammad later refuted that mentioned Arabian pagan goddesses. One would need a deep knowledge of Muslim decorum to see the offense, but that world is very quick to take offense at any suspected disparity. Maybe we should make a note that Western media will give wide berth to the topic while taking every chance to mock Christianity. When was the last time you saw a devout Christian portrayed on film? Ministers are either a priest or some fire-breathing fundamentalist with a deep Southern drawl. Oftentimes they're well-meaning but bumbling and not quite in touch with reality or blatantly hypocritical. Father Mulcahy on the MASH television series would be an excellent study of this depiction. The storyline I'm working on is that Hollywood's cultural background is largely devoid of religion, and they simply do not have the inherent knowledge to depict characters with strong Christian moorings. For centuries, seats in Britain's parliament were inherited and not elected. While our Congress is in some ways patterned from the two-house system, it does greatly differ. The upper house is the House of Lords, noble landowners, and clerics. Seats there went with the land holdings and the associated title. That practice remained in place until the House of Commons voted to make it 100% elective in the year 2007. The lower house was more representative and comprised of Knights of the Shire and Burgesses, or representatives of towns or boroughs. A detail that many folks have forgotten or never knew, seats in our upper house or senate, after the Roman term, are originally appointed by each state and not directly elected. This is the reason each state gets an equal number of seats in the senate. That's History and Comment for the 7th day of March. I'm Doug Tyrrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.